The Week That Was, sponsored by Tusculum Body Shop.
Tusculum Body Shop is Greene County's oldest collision repair facility, local family owned and operated and in business since 1963. They offer over 100 years combined experience teamed with the latest in technology and repair techniques to serve their customers. All of their repairs come with a limited lifetime warranty and they accept all insurance and self-pay methods. They are conveniently located at 392 South Ruth Taylor Road between Highway 11E and Old Irwin Highway in Greenville. Come see them for all of your auto body needs.
Well, for the first time in over a year, motorists were able to head back to work and school on the newly renovated Byrds Bridge. Just a little over a year after floodwaters and debris forced the closing.
Byrds Bridge is officially open.
Greene County Assistant Road Superintendent Gary Rector. The new Bailenton Police Chief was officially introduced Tuesday evening during the monthly meeting of the Bailenton Board of Mayor and Aldermen. He's Bruce Halliburton, who began his new job last month. Chief Halliburton most recently was the police chief in West Fork, Arkansas, and has been in law enforcement for nearly 35 years. As Radio Greenville First told you last month, Greene County 911 recognized as a Dispatch Event of the Year award winner by the Tennessee Emergency Number Association. Tuesday, Mayor Kevin Morrison presented 911 with a local award on behalf of Greenville, Greene County, Mossheim, Tusculum, and Bailenton.
You all established goals, and that's the difference. Dreams without goals are just that, they're just dreams. But those goals being established resulted in us as a team, as a group, responding to the flood like no one else has ever seen. We weren't getting ready, we were ready.
That presentation took place during the meeting of the 911 board. Wildfire season officially began this week, but a day before, a fire in the Round Knob area of Greene County had firefighters on alert. And in Middle Tennessee, in McEwen, the investigation continued throughout the week at the scene of that explosion last Friday, which took the life of 16 people. 14 of those 16 had been positively identified as of Thursday. After the explosion on Friday, Hurricane Chapel Free Will Baptist Church in McEwen held a vigil on Saturday. The pastor of that church is our longtime buddy, Greene County-born Tim Ferris, who once pastored locally. Now the senior pastor at Hurricane Chapel.
They need our presence. They need to be comforted and know that they're not alone in this.
That investigation continues. Tomorrow, the week ahead. For the Week That Was, sponsored by Tusculum Body Shop. I'm Bobby Rader, Radio Greenville News.